Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I hope you're doing well today. We're going to continue our conversation about values. But I want to tell you just something about my background. I grew up in I just think it was a wonderful place in many ways. I love those folks that lived in hollows that are scarred out by strip mining along streams, really, that when I was a kid were almost orange because they'd been so polluted. You couldn't even swim in one of those streams when I was a kid. But I still love those people, and I love where they were. One of the things about my family is they were hardworking people. The men, boy, they had their values. And they weren't always values that related to the kingdom of God. But even as a kid, I wanted to be part of that crowd. I wanted to be part of those men with, you know, rough hands, dirt under their fingernails. They wore their red necks and their blue collars like it was a family shield, a family crest. And that common scent of sweat and diesel fuel combined with tobacco and whiskey exuded like expensive cologne. And I loved it. But see, they liked some things that really were against the kingdom, like power, aggression, putting other folk down sometimes, achieving, stepping over other people on their way up the ladder. And when I became a Christian, there became this conflict of values. And boy, was that tough, because I wanted to still belong, but I knew that some of the things that were valuable to them weren't valuable to Jesus. And boy, that began to set some of it in conflict. Also, I have to admit that for a lot of the men that I grew up with, well, they weren't church-going folk. As a matter of fact, my grandparents didn't go to church, or my great-grandparents. Oh, maybe the occasional time, but not very regularly. They just weren't a church-going people. And so a lot of the men kind of saw pastors as weak. Also, I used to have this idea that they thought Jesus was weak and effeminate, more like a bearded lady than a strong man. That was, I think, their impression. And so when I began to talk about becoming a pastor, boy, I found myself sitting on the outside more than I even anticipated. I had suddenly become what they would have called a sissy boy. Well, that was a challenge, because when you want to belong, but the values of the people you want to belong with are very different than kingdom values, you got some decisions to make. And that was hard for me. But over time, I realized that if you're going to follow Jesus, you got to embrace his values. You got to say yes. That's the nature of being a follower of Christ. So we talked about values the last time, the values of healing care, and I shared several of them with you. Journey matters, brokenness matters, safety matters, identity matters, which really identity, boy, that's so important. That's the foundation of everything else. Well, I'm going to talk to you about some other values that are very, very important in healing care, which is the ministry that I do. And maybe it'll challenge you a little bit in establishing your values. Now, remember, the ideas of values are these non-negotiable commitments we make that we invest in, that we resource, that we don't give up on. Oh, we might change the way we do these things, but the fact that we're going to do them, nah, it never changed. Never changes. So I want to begin today with a really important value, and that is diversity. Now, you remember I'm using the word matters as a way of highlighting these values, saying that they're important, but also talking about what are the ingredients. Diversity matters, the ingredients of diversity. Diversity matters. It's important. Boy, all you got to do is look at the book of Revelation. You see that the family of God, when we get to heaven, is going to be a place where the uniqueness of race and gender and class and age, learning style, physical abilities, geography, education, all of that diversity will still stand, because what we really gather around is Jesus Christ. I think this is one of the reasons that Paul was saying you don't have to become a Jew to be a Christian, because in Christianity there is neither, you know, Greek nor Jew, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. And what he's saying is you don't have to become somebody else, but actually celebrate who you are following the virtues and values of Jesus Christ. So what does that mean for me in healing care? Well, first, it means that I need to be spending time in a diverse culture. I need to find out what's important to them. I need to raise my CQ, cultural intelligence, because we don't all look at the world in the same way. We don't all value the same things, but that shouldn't divide us. That should help us appreciate one another more. Man, I have a lot of great opportunities to go and speak in context and cultures different than my own. As a matter of fact, this is a Saturday. Tomorrow, I will be speaking at the 10th anniversary of the founding of a church in Cleveland by Dr. Benjamin Franklin. It's an African-American congregation, and I'm being invited to go up there and speak. Wow, what a privilege. That's a high priority for me. Regardless of what the culture is, it's a high priority. Because we need to reflect in our commitments that the uniqueness of diversity really provides strength in our lives. It also reflects the truth that all people are created by God and worthy of respect and dignity. So ever since I founded Healing Care, one of the things important to me is that our staff always represents diversity. Diversity of race, diversity of gender, diversity of class, diversity of age. One of the things that's happening right now is that we've raised up this internship program because we want to start investing in people younger than me. And right now, more and more people are younger than I am. But we don't want to be a group of people that are 65 and 70 years old. We need folks that are 30 and 40 who then rise up people that are younger than them. And that's the idea of diversity. Diversity means communication. It means conversation. It means setting aside prejudice. It means being honest about the presence of prejudice in our lives, which, yeah, I know that there are people that say I'm the least prejudiced person in the world, but all of us, we have those prejudices. There's nothing wrong with understanding there's difference between us, but when we begin to treat each other differently because there are differences, that becomes a serious issue. So I guess the question is, if you're going to be in heaven with people from diverse cultures, don't you think it'd be good that you and I spend some time that way here and now? I hope that every time you come to one of our events, you'll find, as you look across the crowd, that there will be a diverse group of people who are serving. And I really try to be committed to that. I'll be going to Canada, yeah. Be going to Canada in April, and I'm taking about 13 caregivers with me up there, and it was intentional. It's going to be people of different race, different class, different ages, all committed to the same core values in order that we can move forward. You know, something funny happened. I started a ministry a number of years ago that belongs to HCM International. It's a ministry of spiritual direction, and one of the things I asked from the very beginning is that we have conversations in spiritual direction about diversity. And boy, there are some people who got really upset about that, even saying that diversity has nothing to do with spiritual direction. And they wanted me to, if you will, eliminate that part of the program or else they weren't going to attend. And boy, I had to say to them, I'd sure hate to lose you, but I'm afraid you're going to have to make a decision because we're not taking diversity out. We want to learn and understand to communicate with each other and to value every human being on the face of the earth. And so, to me, diversity matters. Okay, let me go on to another one, and that is growth matters. We shouldn't stay stagnant. I think what's essential to people that want to lead, which should be you, because every Christian to some degree should be leading, is that we are individuals who are willing to grow in our understanding and in our development. I believe in ongoing education. I mean, really, I think it's important for all of us. Right now, my wife is in a spiritual direction program in which, boy, they really keep her nose to the grindstone, teaching her about how to position people to experience the Lord It's the program that comes out of HCM International. She spends a lot of time there. Now, remember, my wife and I, we're in our mid-60s, and we don't feel like we're done. We got to keep growing. We've got to keep learning. What about you? Is continuing education, growing to learn more and more about Jesus and how to better serve people, one of the core values of your life? I think you ought to consider that. Because if we're going to position people to experience the transforming power of Christ, we want to grow to understand people more. We want to understand how to position them better. We want to integrate what good theology, good Bible, good spirit, good behavioral sciences into all that. So that's why I really want to challenge you. You ought to come out to some of our seminars. I got a lot of seminars. And all of them are geared to helping us grow deeper in Christ and be a more effective in our ministry as God's people. All you got to do is go to the website healingcare.org, and you're going to find a lot of resources there, some that are free that you can download and share in your church already, and others are seminars that you would have the opportunity to be part of. See, Healing Care really, boy, it's based on two things. We want to empower people for the Christian journey, and we want to equip caregivers to be able to position other people for healing. And that's part of the idea of growth. Growth matters. All right, at the beginning of this, the last time we were together, I really didn't intend to go through all eight of the values that we have at Healing Care, but they became important to me, and I think it's a relevant topic. So here we go. The next value I want to share is that I think connections matter. We need deep commitments to Christian community. That's why I just did this conversation about the outward journey. Do you have a group of people around you that are growing with you towards Jesus, where the deepest part of you can be known and celebrated? I hope you do. I think it's important that we as Christians maintain faithful, responsible, healthy relationships with other Christians, working shoulder to shoulder to bring a broken world under the healing presence of Jesus our Lord. Man, we need to be supporting each other, encouraging one another, affirming one another, or like it says, I think it's in Hebrews 10, learning to agitate one another toward good works. That's what it means. Stir up one another. It means actually to agitate one another toward faith and good works. Connections. Right now, where are the places that you can be absolutely honest about your journey in a safe environment where no one's going to judge you, where you can experience the healing presence of Jesus Christ in your life? I sure hope you have that. I want to assure you, if you ever come to one of our seminars, you'll experience that at the seminar, and often many of those people stay connected and then begin to do life together, which is not a bad thing at all. Connection matters. Boy, it's clear in Scripture, isn't it? I talked about that the last time. All the one another's, two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, a cord of strength, three strands, all those wonderful teachings. And then now you go to neuroscience that's telling us the exact same thing, that the human brain thrives more in community. I think everybody has to have a core of community, tight-knit. Maybe it's only three or four or five people, and then let it grow out from there. We are people that need one another, people who need people. So I have one more core value that we gather around and that we invest in, and that is that the next generation matters. You know, one of the things, I was never in track. I wasn't a track star. I played other sports in junior high, grade school, high school, college, but I never was in track. But the one sport in track that always fascinated me was a relay race. Because the key to a relay race is the ability to hand the baton to the person behind you. You got to be able to hand it back. And that's what we're here for. I have a great friend. His name is Joe High. He he loves the Lord. He's a internationally known businessman who serves Jesus through the corporate world. And he'll tell me, Terry, what's your plan? Plan for what, Joe? What's your plan to hand this off? What's your legacy plan so that there'll be individuals coming behind you that can carry this forward? And see, at one time it didn't even come to my mind, but boy, in recent years, as I get older, it's a very, very important thing to recognize that I've got to invest in the next generation. Even if that's kindness to a kid, a smile, doing something that matters that they'll remember for the rest of their life. You know, my mom had a brutal childhood with a lot of death. Her mother died when she was 18 months old. Her dad died when she was, 7 years old. Then the grandma she went to live with died when my mom was 14 years old. A lot of death, a lot of loss. She didn't grieve that very much, but she used to tell us a little story that on the day that they were doing the wake for her father, when she was only a child, 7 or 8 years old, and back then they held the wake in the house, and his body was actually, if you will, laid out in the bedroom that he had shared with my mom. Obviously, my mom's devastated. This is hard for her, so much loss. She said a man came up to her and gave her a stick of gum, held her hand for a minute, and walked away. Now, my mother was 90 years old when she passed, but before she lost her mind to Alzheimer's, she remembered that story. For some reason, it had a legacy impact on her, that even caring about a child in some concrete way made a difference in her life. How am I handing backward the wonderful things that God has given us? That's the idea of legacy. How do we begin to extend this ministry? So for us at Healing Care, the question is, how do we extend the ministry of healing and spiritual formation and leadership development locally, regionally, nationally, even internationally? How do we provide these kinds of meaningful educational mentoring opportunities so that young leaders will be developed with this kind of ministry in mind? Well, that's a commitment we have, and we have to have concrete ways in which we're fulfilling it, which we are beginning to do or have been doing. But the idea is that legacy matters. The next generation matters. And so why did I share this? Well, maybe the Lord was nudging me a bit. We live in a world where it seems like people are compromising values all the time. And boy, the old adage, follow the money, is becoming increasingly true. Well, what are the values of our lives that we will hold to regardless of what it costs us? Not only regardless of what it costs us, knowing that it will cost us. What are those values? Those non-negotiables, those commitments we make to invest deeply in our development, in the development of other people, in the advancement of the kingdom of God. I don't really know how these couple of podcasts are going to come across to you or their, quote, value, but I hope it stirs you to think about your values. What's your code? You remember that movie I talked to you about? The Honor Code, Duty, Honor, Country? What's your code? Does your code share the different principles and values of the kingdom of God? Boy, this is something important. And you know, if we can articulate those and share together, good things can begin to happen not only in our lives, but in the lives of the people we run with, the lives of the people we serve. Boy, I hope God will begin to lay on your heart the degree to which these two talks have been important to you. I can't really figure that out, but I know they're important to me. May God bless you. May His face shine upon you. I look forward to being with you again. Please consider coming out to one of our events. Know this, you're a wonder and God's face shines on you. Have a good day.